Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, October the 18th. I'm Beth.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Joyce.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:44 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:02 p.m. The temperature is looking to be cooler than the previous week, with a lowest temperature of 12 degrees centigrade, that's 53.6 Fahrenheit, to a high of 14 degrees centigrade, that's 57.2 Fahrenheit. It's also looking to be a wetter week with rain expected.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sightless. The nights are drawing in and it feels like we are living in the dark, with dark mornings and evenings as well as dull days. Lighting can make a huge difference, so it is worth using more light around the house during the day to give better contrast. And if you are going out, make sure you use your symbol cane, as they are slightly reflective, or wear something bright so that you are more visible to others. It is also worth changing your habits to make the best use of available natural light. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Following last year's sell-out Grand Night Out tour, Regional Treasurer Doreen Tipton returns with her brand new live show, Doreen, Rise of the Yam Yam. In a unique mixture of hilarious stand-up, sit-down, video surprises and unforgettable music, the comedy queen of the Black Country sets out to challenge Darwin with her very own theory of evolution. Tickets cost £12.50 to £26.50 plus a £3 booking fee and can be booked by calling the Grand Theatre box office on 01902 429 212. And the show is taking place on Sunday the 22nd of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre in Litchfield Street, Wolverhampton, WV1 1DE.
Country and Irish Night Variety Night, 26th of October 2017, which will be on Thursday the 26th of October. Time is 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. Come and experience a fantastic evening of entertainment here at the Briley Hill Civic Hall. Friends of the Hippodrome are holding a country and Irish variety night that includes comedy from Black Country comic Marlon Watson and live music by award-winning Irish vocalist Pete Milet, once voted best male vocalist by readers of the Irish World newspaper, and sets from the local acts Darren D. Davidson and Ellie. Tickets will either be unreserved at tables or reserved in the balcony. Please ensure you select balcony seating if that is your preference. Tickets cost £5 and to book please call 01384 624 826 or alternatively call 07971 745 595.
Next, we have an afternoon with Christopher Biggins. Join star guest Christopher Biggins in an afternoon talk about his career on the stage, presented by BBC Midlands Today's Nick Owen. Take your seat for this unique opportunity to get up close and personal with Biggins in the beautiful Grade 2 listed auditorium. Biggins is well known for his performances in pantomime, and his most famous role is that of Widow Twankey in Aladdin. He last appeared in a Wolverhampton pantomime at the Grand Theatre in 2010. His theatre roles have included the Baker in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar, and 18 Months at the London Palladium in the stage adaptation of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Biggins appeared as the regular character Lukewarm in the situation comedy Porridge, starring Ronnie Barker. Other comedy shows he appeared in include Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads in 1973 and Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. In 2017, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Great British Pantomime Awards. Tickets cost £15 plus a £3 booking fee, and the show is taking place on Friday the 27th of October at 2 p.m. at the Grand Theatre, Wolverhampton. Finally, there is a Guide Dogs Parent Information Day. Guide Dogs, Children and Young People Services would like to invite families of children with a vision impairment to an information day showcasing our children's services at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WE4 6AZ, on Saturday the 28th of October. The day starts at 11 a.m. with the opportunity to chat to representatives from all of our children's services teams. We will have exhibitions and demonstrations from our access technology and habilitation services, together with some craft activities for the children. At 11:45 a.m. there will be a welcome to the team, followed by two presentations from our specialist education and specialist family support services. The aims of these sessions is to offer parents free, independent and impartial advice about education, health and care plans, together with emotional, practical support and information. Our children's services team will be on hand until 2:30 p.m. to chat to parents on an individual basis to talk about any areas of concern you may have for your children. To book a place or for further information, contact Sally or Kat on 0118 983 8318 or email recreation@guidedogs.org.uk. We do hope you will consider joining us.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Phil. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. Building better opportunities. They want help finding work or support with day-to-day life. A project that aims to help those living with sight loss find work and improve their lives has been awarded over £119,000 from the Big Lottery Fund and the European Social Fund through their Building Better Opportunities programme. The Beacon Centre, the Black Country's leading sight loss charity, has been awarded the funds through the Bridges Project run by Steps to Work. It will support 100 visually impaired people over the age of 24 living in Wolverhampton to find employment and boost their social skills via targeted activities such as IT training, cookery courses, bespoke employability courses and financial workshops, which will be delivered at venues across the city. The aim is to get people living with sight loss engaged in activities to improve their work readiness and progress into education, employment or self-employment, and to become economically active. Beacon Centre's Head of Charity Operations, Katie Joblink, said, "The Beacon Centre is delighted to have been awarded a grant from the Big Lottery Fund and the European Social Fund. We want to break down the barriers to employment by improving people's confidence, independence and life skills." She added, "Improving people's life skills will help them throughout their working life. We are looking forward to forging new partnerships as we deliver this project across Wolverhampton. For more information, call 01902 880111. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from Joyce.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Phil.